The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first, and then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. A good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit, for every tree is known by its own fruit. For people do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles. A good person out of the store of goodness in his heart produces good, but an evil person out of a store of evil produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. The Gospel of the Lord. So I have the enviable task this weekend to accompany all of you as we put together our Bishop's Lenten Appeal for the parish of St. Bernadette. So I'd like to just begin by asking the ushers to distribute the envelopes to everybody. I want everybody to take one, because even if you've already given, this is one way we double check to make sure that you've already given. But I'll explain that in a little bit. It seems like a kind of an inappropriate time to be asking for this, but this has been in the calendar since, I think we put this in the calendar since last November, the diocese did. And it might seem like bad timing. People might be struggling or even a little worried right now, but I want to tie this really more to our spiritual observances of Lent. We talk about the Lenten Appeal like it's something that we just need to do, and it is. But the idea, I think, is that when we talk about the classic penance, and Lent is a penitential season, the three types of penance that are traditionally done are prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And so this almsgiving, you can consider this an observance of the season of Lent. It doesn't have to be dramatic. It's just what we can do and what we're privileged to do for the people that are in need. So first, I want to offer my sincere thanks to all of you who have already pledged this year to the Bishop's Lenten Appeal, as well as those who have given in past years. According to the report last weekend, we are already to 30% of our goal, but that's only about 117 households participating. We have 4,200, so we have a long way to go. Most important today is the message that over 40 ministries and programs funded by the appeal help our own parish in our pastoral work and are vital to thousands of people in need across our diocese. Every family in the diocese has an obligation to provide some kind of contribution, no matter the amount. It is my hope that each and every family at St. Bernadette will participate in some way. That said, I realize we are living in a difficult time and the cost of everything is going up and up, and add to that the uncertainty of the present day. It is good that the theme this year is abounding in hope. It is a reminder to always trust in the Lord. It also reminds us that we have the ability to share the hope of Christ with our neighbors, particularly through our BLA contributions. Your gift to the appeal has a tangible impact on the lives of perhaps hundreds of thousands of people across Northern Virginia and is a beacon of Christ's hope to all who are in need. So at this time, I hope you have your envelope. I have a whole other page I have to do. But if you want to start, you can start by writing your name, address, spouse's name, phone number, and email address on the inside flap of this envelope. If you prefer, instead of filling out the envelope, you can scan the QR code, which you find right here on the inside flap. Or you'll find one on the end of each pew, on the back of each pew, at the end of each section. Online gifts are safe, secure, and easy. On the giving page at the diocesan website, you have the option also to set up recurring payments for throughout the year if you wish. So please know that all your donations collected for the Bishop's Lenten Appeal are restricted to the programs, offices, and ministries that have been described in all of the materials for the appeal. We have the full flyer, which I printed in the bulletin last weekend. As I have said, we as a parish have benefited in this past year by literally using every one of the offices and services of the diocese. As in years past, our diocese is blessed that a special challenge gift has been offered that will match new and increased gifts. So for every dollar you donate that's more than the gift you gave last year, this challenge will match up to $300,000 with an equal donation. And if you are donating for the first time to the BLA, your entire donation will be matched. So I ask you to consider how you can make a truly sacrificial pledge to this appeal, to the best of your ability. Each of us in our different circumstances will have a different donation, which is unique to our own financial situation. This is normal. But the goal becomes more reachable with every small gift from those who have not given in the past. So I'm going to walk us through the pledge process so that everyone can complete the form together. By doing this with you, it actually takes much less time and will be finished in a few minutes. So if you've completed the section with your name, spouse's name, address, and phone number, and email address, and if you have already contributed to the appeal this year by mail or online, you'll find a check at lower center of the envelope that says, I've already given. If you check that box, I want you to close it and set it aside to give to the usher. You're done. And then the only reason for that is that we do not duplicate pledges when we start to count all of these. If you have not already pledged by mail or online, you may make a one-time gift or a pledge now that can be paid throughout the year. Pledging is encouraged as it allows us to make a sacrificial gift that can be paid throughout the year. When you make a pledge, you will receive monthly reminder statements until your pledge is paid. You may also go online to make payments to your pledge. And on now, if you please refer to the right-hand side of the inside envelope, you'll find on the right-hand side a list of different giving levels. If you'd like to choose what you would like to give, and please write that amount in the total amount pledged. The reason this is an envelope is if you'd like to give something toward your pledge today, or just to give a gift to the appeal, you can place it inside the envelope and be sure to seal it. Don't seal it yet because we still have some things to write. But what if you put a check in it or if you put cash, I would like you to find those two boxes where it says cash enclosed or check enclosed. Sometimes these come open and we find loose cash and loose checks. So that's important that you tell us what you've put inside. If you do make a payment today, then you put that on the line that says amount enclosed, and you subtract that from total amount pledged, and then write the balance to be paid on the bottom right-hand corner of the envelope. If you're not enclosing a payment now, please put a zero in the amount enclosed line and write in the balance to be paid amount on that line. Then there's two other things to do. On the lower left, it says parish name. I'd like you to put our parish name, St. Bernadette, on that line so that we have credit for your gift. And then seal the envelope, and if you'd put your name, first name and last name, in the white box on the front of the envelope, this will help us keep them in order. Now the ushers, if you'd come by, please, and collect all of the completed pledge envelopes. When I was a kid, we were playing baseball in the backyard. We didn't have a big backyard. And I batted the ball right through the neighbor's window. And we were kind of afraid of these neighbors because they just fought all the time. You know, we just picture all their appliances being like beat up and stuff in their kitchen. But my parents told me I had to go to the door and tell the guy I broke his window. And I didn't want to go, but I did. And he was actually very nice, and he said, "You're forgiven." He said, "That's okay, you're forgiven." And I turned to leave, and I thought, this is a great relief, isn't it? And he says, but wait a minute, who's going to pay for my window? That's what penance is in the season of Lent. That's why we do penance, because we have done things wrong. Even though we've been forgiven, we still have to pay for the window. On behalf of Bishop Burbage and all those who will benefit from this collection today and your generosity, I thank you.